Good morning. It's good to be back. We have a morning in which we're going to spend just talking a little bit about our trip. And if our Guatemala team could come to the front and have a seat here, you're going to hear from all of them a little bit about what they experienced. One of the things in which we discussed before the trip began is the verse that we wanted to keep in mind for our trip was the next verse in our sermon series, 59 Words That Changed the World, a walk through the Lord's Prayer, was, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And what does it mean for each one of us on this trip to live in light of that prayer? That is to say that we go to Guatemala by the invitation of a village to serve. What does it mean to serve them in light of the prayer, "Lord, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven"? You're going to hear from each one of them as we think about this. I'll close at the end, and next week we'll have the second half of "Thy will be done" as I preach on the text. But needless to say, our trip went flawlessly. We want to thank you for your support, for your prayers, your financial contributions. Talk a little bit more about that at the end. But the trip went flawlessly, other than, you know, typical travel sicknesses, which are normal for out-of-the-country travel. But we're really thankful that we were safe, and it's good to be back. But I hope you enjoy hearing a little bit about what we did and what was learned and things that we're continuing to process, because we all have different experiences and trying to sort through what it is that we are actually able to do and how the Lord will actually use what we did for his glory in the future. So here's now, each one will just come to the front and speak, and hopefully we'll enjoy the opportunity to hear from each one of us. So. Sam. Some of them are wearing authentic Guatemalan garb. So.
Good morning, everyone. I'm going to tell you basically what we did while we were there. Friday evening, we flew into Guatemala City, and we stayed in a hotel there. The next morning, we kind of explored for a few minutes around the town square in Guatemala City. And then we made our way Saturday to Champrico in a van, all of our group, and we kind of had a little fellowship debriefing that night. The next morning, Sunday, we prepared, kind of sort of walked around, looked at what we had to do, work all of our basic assemblies. The guys got to work on, building, structuring a church roof, and the women worked in the clinic, me and Jen and my mom. And Monday we had our first real day, and it was intense. It was amazing, but intense. Jen and I kind of filled prescriptions. We were given a prescription list and would count pills and administer them, tell them how to take them. My mom would, she worked in the dental area. She had a great time. And the guys worked on the church. And we all got to play with the children. We had an amazing experience playing different forms of hopscotch and something like the Ring Around the Rosie, but not in our language. And we didn't know at all what we were saying, but we were trying. We tried. And that kind of went out throughout the week we did that. Thursday, we said our goodbyes and headed for Antigua, an antique city of Guatemala. And there we recuperated, we were exhausted, and we explored and shopped a bit, and Friday we came home, and we had a great time. I don't know exactly how this trip has made an impact, because it was a short-term missions trip, and I'm not going to see these people maybe ever again, but I really hope that I had a positive influence on them. I had a great time serving the people of La Gomera for the Lord.
Buenos dias. Well, I'd like to thank everybody again for financial support and spiritual support. It was definitely a blessing to be able to go to Guatemala for this week. I'll definitely never forget it. But I've always wanted to go on a missions trip. And a lot of people were asking me before Guatemala why I wanted to go and what I was expecting out of it and what I wanted to do. And I just started thinking that I really didn't know what I was going to do, and I really didn't know what I wanted to do and what my expectations were. But then after I got there and after the week went by, I realized that we don't really know what we're going to do and what we're supposed to do, but it's kind of putting ourselves in the situation to do God's will and do whatever it is that God wants us to do. And for me, I think that's a lot of what Guatemala was just to go into a place that I wasn't familiar with, and that I didn't know much about, and I didn't know how things were going to go. And just say that, you know, whatever it is that you want me to do, I'm here to do it. And I think that's a lot of what Thy Will Be Done meant to me this week. And I don't think that we really saw the impact that we made, and we knew what we'd accomplished, and knew what we were supposed to be doing. But I think that it really wasn't about what we knew, but what we actually did. So thank you.
Good morning. Thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. When I think of that, I think of bringing everything that is in heaven down into earth. Heaven to me is perfection, and earth is never going to be perfect, and we all know that. But one thing that I believe that is one of the main things is love, or loving each other. John 13:34 says, "Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." This past week, I believe that God's will for our team was to love everyone as God loves us, and to accept them as they are. We showed our love for them by helping them, by building the roof and in the clinic, caring for them, playing with them like soccer, which I did a lot of, and playing frisbee, and talking with them, sort of, because we didn't know a lot of Spanish, and accepting them. During this week, it felt like everything that we are used to, like judging people and caring about all these materialistic things, just didn't matter anymore. And it felt like I got to see them in God's eyes. I got to see what was in their hearts. During this experience with these wonderful people, I realized how strong God's love is, and that even though we are countries away from each other, we are connected through our love for God. I do believe that our team gave all of our hearts to love all of the people of La Gomera, and it truly was an amazing experience for me, and I hope I can do it again.